Oh yeah, I had to check, so I had to clear my weapon real quick. I had to pull it out today, so
Can I use that for the cast?
yeah. If you record, I guess. There he is. I said, I know I have one in the chamber. Always got roll one in the chamber.
Always got to roll one in the chamber.
It's a must.
What kind of gun is it?
It's a Taurus. Taurus compact 9mm. Low profile. My baby.
Easy to conceal.
Hell yeah. Light as fuck too. Let's see what the motherfucker that time. Once again, it's the Smooth Brothers. That's right. Smoothness has returned. Smooth. Just like that barbecue sauce on the ribs. That's right. Here chilling, relaxing. Gangsta up in this piece. With my homeboy Marcel. What's up, Marcel?
I'm doing good, Tyrone. You know, just sitting back feeling real comfortable in the middle of a day of work. You know, we getting it in. You know, but you over here doing some cleaning on your favorite piece. You know, I figured that's how you keep it so smooth out here. You know, you ain't got nothing to worry about, right?
No, mostly I got nothing to worry about, man. But you know, you just gotta to stay vigilant. I ain't no mental case. This is all for, you know, for the family. You know, this everybody that that's part of Brainstorm family, Brainstorm Brewery family, the whole podcast family. You know, if you's here with me, you're always gonna be protected, man. It's as simple as that, man. Yeah, you know, I ain't no thug, I ain't no gangster. I'm just all about protecting my family. That's all it is, man. But yeah, Magic family, what's up, man? How y'all doing? If I sound weird to y'all right now, I got a little cold. The main reason why we have to do this podcast right now is because I got a real bad head cold. They sent me home because they didn't want to get sick. So we're trying to get in a podcast in before I got to dip out. So it won't be quick. A half hour or so. But we're going to bring in all the great latest news and reviews on some of these cards. So, what's this new set that just came out, Marcel? What's it called? I think I'm looking at it, right?
It's Favor Forge. That's what came out.
Okay.
Yeah. You know, it came together because I went to work today. I was supposed to be at work right now, actually. And then I guess wherever I was at, they double booked the room.
Mm-hmm.
So they basically sent us home. We got a 5-hour minimum. So I'm at home right now, still on the clock. I just gotta go back later in the day, so you know. Somehow the fate got reforged. You know, our fates were set out one way that we weren't gonna get a cast done today, but now we got one going.
You know it, man. You know it. Got to.
So have you seen any of the newest? So we got new cars came out. I got to go into the pre-release. I got to play actually two pre-releases. So I haven't done that before. And that was good, but the new cards have come out. We got some cards people were talking about, some cards you didn't get from last time. Have you seen? You looked over some of them. You want to talk about anything that stuck out to you that you were impressed by?
Let's see here. Basically, you know, we're pulling up to some of the other cards. I think it's a there's a white card, and there's a plains, and there's a mountain one too. One's you got Charmander the Great Hunt. That's Simply Ridiculous. You know, so you got Monastery Mentor. Freaking crazy for a 3-drop, man. They're bringing the flavor out here.
Yeah, both those cards are really, really good. I actually got a Shaman of the Great Hunt in my pre-release pack. And the card was, yeah, so I got a foil one I'm looking at right now at the stamp. It's quite beautiful. It was a great card. Like, all of a sudden, you know, you could draw, you know, 2-3 cards on a turn for every activation. You get to the late game. I remember I drew 6 cards one time. So, yeah. The card's nutty. Super nutty.
That sounds like a man with a plan right there.
For sure.
Yeah, man. Yeah, it's crazy. Because, I mean, especially, you know, with the colors that you try to roll with here to play with. I mean, definitely blue-white is definitely going to be crazy. You got some red. That'll be crazy in there as well, I think. So, I mean, it's freaking crazy, man. I really like it. The price? Oh, fuck the price, though. But besides that, man, it's not bad at all.
How much is the price right now?
The price right now is showing on TCG Player Usage with a... which is a very good price. It's shown to be around $24.
For what? The Monastery Mentor?
Yeah, the Monastery Mentor.
Oh, yeah. That card's
Well, what it can do, I can see it. Yeah, what it can do is it. So, yeah, it's well worth the money. A little crazy, but it's like, you know, same basis, no matter what new card comes out. It's always going to be a crazy price.
So what do you see yourself putting? What kind of deck do you want to play this in? Where do you want to play with the Monastery Mystic?
Basically, it's kind of like the deck that we talked about last week. You know, like I said, it can either be a control blue white or a Boros type of deal. You know, get some little burns in there, maybe get a couple cheap 1-drops, and go four of either counter spells, you can go 4 of burns with these 2 colors. I'm pretty sure green probably has something with it though, but just on my play style, when I like playing. I think that is definitely a top of option there to check that out. Let's see here.
Now, another card I got in my pre-release pack. I was lucky. I was able to open up two mythics. I did Mardu the first time, and then I did Temur the second one. So with the Mardu, I got the Brutal Horde Chief.
Really?
And yeah, so I lucked out. I had a good pre-release for that, but that card is nuts. The Horde Chief. Oh man, they say it's the black Hell Rider, and it kind of is
the black Hell Rider. Yeah.
But the fact that you can control his second ability, where you control the attack, like if you're able to activate that, and you got any presence on the board, you're just taking over the game. This is, you might as well just quit. People are upset.
Hell yeah, it seems to be good. Yeah, it seems. I was also seeing you do another one up here as well. Was a Warden of the First Tree.
Yeah, so what do you think about this card? People have been talking about it. Some people are up on it. Most people are down on it. What do you see when you look at this card?
For a 1-drop, can't really grab about it. You know, if you guys don't know what it is, 1 colorless. There's 3 abilities. First one, we got 1, 2, 3. So other one, we got 1 white or black. Warden of the First Tree becomes a human warrior with basic power and toughness of 3. That's not really bad, because I mean, you know, they try to burn you out or do anything, you know, particular. Not mostly burn you, maybe a 2-drop burn. Anyway, but you know, it gives itself to be a blocker if you need to be someone. So kind of hold them back there. You know, later on in the match, there you got 2 colorless hybrid white black. If Warden of the First Tree is a warrior, it becomes a human spirit warrior with trample and lifelink. So that right there is what? So first one was 2, that's 3, so that's 5. So basically, he becomes a 3-3, he becomes a spirit warrior, and he has trample and lifelink, so he's gaining life. And I guess if, then the third one is 3 colorless and 3 hybrid, white, black. The Warden of the First Tree is a spirit. Put 5+1 on it. I think it could play blue white. Like I said, this is probably the type of ones that you can probably roll with to do that. So yeah, it's I really can't really say that it's a bad card. I mean, you can't go wrong with a 1-drop though, man. I mean, literally you can't go wrong. First drop, boom, you drop down, and second turn, you're popping up for 3 right there. I mean, how's that wrong? You can just scratch the rest of them. and just bomb off this, and it's fine, man. This is a good car. It's a good stable car.
Yeah.
And go ahead.
Yeah, it's not bad. It's not a bad car. One thing that I found out the hard way at the pre-release was that its last ability, you can activate it multiple times. And unlike Figure of Destiny, where you only could do it once, you can keep putting 5-5-5-1-1 counters on it every time that you press that. So, like, I tried that. I had combat math, and I was able to kill it. And then my opponent activated it the second time. I'm like, what you doing? And then he was like, it's a spirit.
He said, fuck you.
I was like, huh? Yeah, it's a spirit. All right, well, you won. Concede. Game over.
And also on this, the link that you showed me here, there's one guy, he said, turn 6-8-8 Apple with life link. Turn 7-13-13-13 Chapel plus life link. That is crazy. That's why that card is that good, man. I mean, if you get a good stable board, I mean, put it this way. It's just like any other car. If you get a good stabilization of this car or any car that's in particular like this, like the one I was talking about, the Monastery Mentor. You get a good stable board, you'll destroy people. You'll destroy them. And for that cost, you can't go wrong. So if you're bitching about this car saying it's bad, I mean, you need to check yourself before you wreck yourself. Because it's not bad at all.
Oh, Slick Jagger called it butt.
Hmm?
Slick Jagger said it was butt. It was butt. It was dumb.
He's a butt. Jagger, I'm still talking about your ass, man. You still haven't got a hold of me yet, sucker. Get up with me. But anyway, but yeah, man. Yeah, this is a good car. Yeah,
yes, I mean, I don't think it's the best card. I mean, the cool part about it is that you got an early threat out of it with the 3-3. So that feels a good role for it. But, you know, the potential for it to become the trample and lifelink, that's where it really, like, you know, later on down the line, out of your early drop, you could create this monster.
Yeah, and it's not until end of turn. So how's that a butt card? How's that? I don't get it. Like the guy said, I mean, you can continue to stack them up. They ain't nothing, man. I know I sound crazy right now. I can hear myself. But yeah, man, no, man, it's not a bad card at all, brother. All
right.
So what else you got for me here, man? You know what I'm saying? And I promise, let's go, while he's looking at this next card, I was going to say, I'm going to get Magic going. I promise. It's just right now with I'm taking a high advanced English class in my class right now, and writing on this shit's crazy. Working with the kids and stuff, I'm not able to get on and stream because I had a couple people say, maybe you're gonna start streaming. And I was like, I'll stream as soon as I can. You know, it's this this life just all up in my grill right now, man. Just trying to do it. Oh, what's this? Okay, I see you brought up another one. So you tell me about this one, man. What's this one all about?
So this is the Mardu Strike Leader. I see you like the token theme going on, and I got this card in my pre-release, and I was fairly impressed with the card. So this is, you know, 2 and the black for a 3-2 human warrior. Whenever Mardu Strike Leader attacks, put a 2-1 black warrior into the battlefield.
Damn, son. Yeah, that's nice.
Yeah, so now the cool part is the dash. Like, dash, before I went into the pre-release, I didn't think dash was going to be that good. I thought it was kind of dumb a little bit.
Uh-huh.
But after playing with it, like, that dash is really cool, man. There's all kinds of interesting interactions you could do. And there's a lot of time that, you know, it's cheaper for me to cast a guy and have him permanently on the battlefield. But I felt better dashing him in because you could avoid certain type of removals. You can guarantee to get that 2-1 if you're able to do it at the right time. Like, he's going to stick around. You got your 2-1 out of the situation. You hit him for 3 points damage. You can still threaten to do it again. Like, it creates all these interactions that your opponent's not really ready to deal with. And this card, I think is going to be seen as a playing constructed. Sure.
That's dope. That's really dope, man. I did that is beast. And now this is beast, man. I really do like this. Now, hell, black, white, this and the monster and monk, that's ridiculous, man. Hell, you get their dash, then you get a 2-1, then you get your monster and monk because he's striking. You're throwing down a card, you know, and just say on the point, you play him in a turn, you play a 9 creature spell card, and then you get another one from the monk on that side, and you go in hitting, you know, you hit an on, you know what I'm saying? So it's and you know, you're adding that +1, adding on +3 to the monk, and you get a 2/2 plus the other guy, and then plus with the token from the attack of that turn. Next turn you swing it. I mean, it's crazy. I mean, you really get some dope build up here.
For sure. So this next one is another dash card that I didn't get to have, but other people were playing it, and I heard a lot about it from people in the pre-release, and they were very excited about this card.
Let's see. Whenever Flame Rush Rider attacks, put a token onto the battlefield tapped and attacking. It's a copy of another target attacking creature. Exile the token at the end of combat. That's not bad.
So there's a lot of cool things you could do with this, and say raid. They got the raid trigger where when you're attacking, you can you know, like make them discard a card or something. Or people are playing it with the blue creature where you can bounce the creature when it comes into play.
Yeah.
It's a lot of interactions.
Yeah, that's not bad at all. That's not a bad card. You know, it's 5 dope, but you can dash it for 4. It's not bad at all. Yeah, mostly they're getting back to the whole you know, single base, trying to get away from, I don't know, I guess it's still got some multicolor out there, but by itself, man, it's not bad at all.
All right. So have you been playing any Magic at all? Let's get past the pre-release. Have you been playing any Modern at all? Or have you played Modern since Treasure Cruise has been around?
No, I haven't. Like I said, I haven't had a chance to play, really get into Magic. I was trying to go to Friday Night Magic last week, but some things came up, and I, like I said, I had to get this paper and stuff done though. But I just been reading, studying on decks. Like I said, I'm working on putting something together here. I'm trying to get it done this week, and hopefully, Tuesday? Tuesday, so maybe Thursday I should have the deck together, and then I'll get off a couple hours and stream it on my Twitch page. So, we'll get it right. So, what's going on Modern that I'm missing out, man?
Oh, man, well, so I guess Treasure Cruise, if you know about Treasure Cruise, you heard?
Yeah, heard about it, know something about it, yeah.
Yeah, so that got banned. It was having too much fun. After it got released in Cons of Tark here, they decided that people were having too much fun with Treasure Cruise and decided to end the fun. So Treasure Cruise, Dig Through Time got banned, and then Birthing Pod got banned in Modern.
What got banned? What's the other one you said, the last one?
Dig Through Time and Birthing Pod.
Birthing Pod?
Yeah.
Birthing Pod finally got banned?
Finally got banned. He got tired of it.
Man, that card is dope, man. And you said the other one was Treasure Cruise, right?
Yeah, Treasure Cruise and then Dig Through Time.
That's simply crazy. Yeah, man, Modern is just something else. Before, you know, I wish I could go back and kick myself in the butt by talking, oh, I ain't never gonna play Modern. Modern is I can't do this, man. Standard is where it's at. So, no, Tyrone, you are wrong, buddy. You were wrong, and I am not afraid to admit it. I was wrong. Yeah, Modern is definitely something to get into. Like we talked about multiple times, is that with Modern, you know, nothing really cycles out yet. Some cards may get banned, you know, but just think about how long we've been playing with Birthing Pod and stuff. It gets crazy. I mean, a right pod deck, you can ruin someone's day.
Yeah, it's just it's nasty. I mean, I'm sad to see him go, and you know, it is what it is. So, and hopefully, Modern becomes a better format because of that.
Yeah, they'll probably bring it back eventually when something comes. Guess what they always do? You know, I mean, but the part that still gets me is that. Oh man, I'm taking this back. I think it is. Before I say this is, let me ask you, because I know you probably know, is Jace the Mind Sculptor still banned in Modern?
Yeah, it's still banned. I'm hoping that should be unbanned. That'd be a nice card to get unbanned.
Yeah, I mean, something like Birthing Pod taken out. I mean, come on, man. I know it's good. I mean, it's a damn good card. Of course, you know, it's the best Planeswalkers ever designed. And part of pissing me off is the most is, you know, they designed something so good that now they're afraid to play it. And, you know, and, I mean, that's one part I understand. I mean, they May Jace, he did his shit, and now, you know, and basically Jace pretty much nerfed all the other planeswalkers because they don't want to go back in that same boat. I mean, the Garruk, stuff like that, you know, can do that as well. What's that chick's name? The three drop planeswalker, the vampire chick, what her name? Elspeth? I think it's Elspeth. Not Elspeth, but
Liliana.
Liliana, yeah, Liliana was a crazy ass card too. I mean, they kind of come on basis of it. So, but yeah, I mean, it's funny how people they design. I mean, this is what's great about Magic and people that play. The people who design it think that they have, pretty much, thought of all the ideas. And I mean, it's like maybe like 30, 40 people or even more that builds the decks. But then all of a sudden, you bring it out to the community and we just destroy it. And it's like, damn, I never thought that card would do that. So that's why we always tell you guys, man, just build a deck. I know I'm talking about how to rephrase this. There's nothing wrong looking at other people's decks, but by building your own and brainstorming with other people, you can break the meta. You know what I'm saying? And so, heavy meta. Kevin Maddie, what's up, suckers? But anyway, that's the whole point. I mean, Brainstorm Brewery, you guys bring back, what cards are good, what cards are breaking in. Helps people, get the idea of, what they should put in, how to do there. You guys always come up with ideas and know how to do it. It's good watching Scotty Mack, on his stream, the decks that, he comes up with. I mean, these are good people to follow from, to get ideas on how your deck should go. I mean, you can, and that's the good thing about Modern. I mean, it's just as good as Legacy. I mean, you still got a deep card pool to go through, man. I mean, pretty much nowadays, man, you really can't really even look at the mana cost of cards because there's always the way to break it. I'm sure there's other deck combinations that could be done and made. You guys just have to brainstorm in and put it out there. You guys see some of the crazy crap I brought out there. One thing I'm thinking about bringing back from Modern, man. Take a guess what type of deck I'm thinking about making.
What are you making? Let me know.
It's old school, man. It's old school. And werewolves, man. Werewolves.
Ah, snap.
Werewolves. That was my shit. And now that it's a Modern base, now I have a larger card pool to dig to. Man, I can destroy some shit with that, man. I'm gonna build me a werewolf deck and also build that blue white deck that we talked about last week. But I think I might more enjoy to go over to the werewolves, go back to the green red type base, something that way. So, we'll see how it goes. But yeah, bring back some werewolves, man, stuff like that, man, and some new cards out now. I mean, base instance, so especially some of the new enchantment stuff out like that, man, it's going to be dope because I mean you can get three type of base of werewolves to play with four of us, then build up your curve for control, or I say help stabilize your cards, man, and it's going to be dope. I'm going to put a werewolf deck together and we're going to see what happens.
Yeah, let's do it. I want to see your what you come up with again with the werewolves and what you can do with the modern card pool and what interesting interactions you got going. You might be able to use the Shaman of the Great Hunt. He looks like he might be able to go in real nice with the werewolf deck.
Mm-hmm.
Get some shit going. But so besides Magic, just talk about life, man. I know we don't do that much on this cast. I think we need to start doing that. This what's going on, man? Talk to the people. Express yourself. Vent. Let it all out.
No, man. It's just go ahead and round it up here. But life is when I'm talking to the young people, I'm gonna go ahead and hit up with the young people first. And you may be going up. It may seem like times are hard, man, and they are. And I'm not gonna get political or talk about any other crazy stuff that's going on. But pretty much what's going on in the world, but one thing you need to realize, man, you can't give up. you can't give up on your dream. You know, it's, and you just got to keep on pushing. You're always going to be tested. You know, what you believe in or not. You're always going to be tested on issues. So always do what's best for you and your family, man. Because one thing you need to realize that in this world is that some people may seem like they're on your side, but when something goes wrong, those people are the first ones to go, man. Stay strong with your family and your true friends. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, you may got friends, but you know, you got true friends that are like family, that was always going to stick with you. You know, so if you need help on what you do, go ahead and do it. If you ain't in school and you think about, I'm going to put it off for a year or so, don't do it. Get this done out of the way. That's the only one more mistakes that I said done to myself. I didn't finish school like I should have. I should have stepped up, man. You know, it's just hard out there. But as long as you work hard and dedicate yourself, man, you'll get it done. You know, just like the same thing. Like I say, same point like magic, man. Put out a deck. Build something. Play some crazy colors. Hell, build a blue-red deck. Hell, build a rug deck. You know what I'm saying? You know, build a werewolf deck. And most people talk about this shit. And I mean, that's the main reason why I want to build it. Because people tell me that I can't do it. Don't tell me I can't do it, because I will prove you wrong. that's just all day, every day, man. That's just how it is. You know what I'm saying? What about you, man? What do you feel like? How everything's turned over in the world right now? What kind of advice can you give to the people?
Stay strong. Shit's going to be hard. Shit's going to be rough. So even when things are good and you think things are going to be good, you know something's going to come by and test you. Test your resolve. Test where you stand as a person. Test who you are. You know, where your values are at. And, I mean, stay consistent is really the key. Like, you know, life's going to throw all these curveballs at you. And if you just stay who you are, you know, stay true to who you are and just persist through it, you know, usually you don't get through that stuff. No matter, you know, if you got a hard time, you know, lose friends or lose loved ones or something. And you know, just like things are going to hurt for you. But, you know, time heals everything. And it's a cold, hard fact. And, you know, it may be callous to think about it, you know, stuff like that. But, you know, regardless of however where you may be at, it's always going to get better. Usually, you know, sometimes things can't get worse. I'm not saying it's always going to be better. You know, some things could go sour, but by and large, from everyone that I know, when you just, you know, you'll get through whatever the hard times, and you'll come out at the other end, and you'll be happier that you got through it. Because, you know, it makes life sweeter. It makes life taste better when you're able to experience some hardships and some struggles. And you know, it makes you appreciate it when that's no longer the case. So that's all I gotta say is, like, you know, stay persistent, everyone. You get through it, regardless of whatever it may be that you gotta deal with.
Yeah, this is exactly what he just said. You know, pretty much the simple point in putting that is that there always comes time when you are surrounded by darkness. One thing that you always need to remember, the light will always shine through at the end. You know, you may think that, man, I can't do this, or, man, I lost my job, but, you know, and nothing. It's going to be hard as hell. I mean, pretty much everything that people can relate to, pretty much everybody can relate in certain types of ways. You know, I know what it's like not having a job for almost 2 years, not working and being promised a job because, you know, me being a veteran, oh, you're a veteran, you get out, oh, we'll take care of you. No. It's not true. But then you find the particular people like I'm working for right now that, you know, that seen in me, that seen that I'm a dedicated person and that I will always do the right thing for them, and they take care of you. Like I said, that was my darkness. And the people I work for right now, they came and shined light on me, and now I can better feel more comfortable providing for my family, man. You know, don't ever give up, man. That's just, like I said, in life and in magic, don't give up. Let's go ahead and do it, man. I mean, it's just that good. I mean, it's like anytime that you guys need to talk about something or, you know, just anything, you know, hit us up on Twitter, man. I'm always, it's always up on my phone, you know, say, hey, what's going on, Tyrone? You know, say, oh, man, I'm having a hard time. You know, I'll hop on there and let you know, say, hey, I'm here for you. You know, the light will shine. You know, me and Marcel, we got your back, man. you, like I said, you guys are a family. I know you. I know you. You guys permit. You know, had at the beginning of the cast. Hear me. You know. Clean up. Like enough when you called me, I was cleaning up my pistol and stuff. But you know, mostly it was just because you know, I used that. Use that for. You know, I always want to protect my family. You guys are my family. I always want to protect y'all. Even with that, I'm not saying you know I'm a hardcore person. But you know, whatever I can do to help you, help everyone out there. That's what we are. That's why we do the podcast, to talk to you guys. Maybe when you hear this podcast, then you guys are down in the dumps. You know, to listen that, you know, you do have somebody in your corner. Always remember that, straight up. And pretty much that's, we'll just put that as this moment of smoothness. You know, darkness will always surround you, but the light will always shine through. Just stay vigilant. It's as simple as that, man.
There you go. That's the moment of smoothness. That's how you stay smooth in your life. Because this, you know, understanding these things will allow you to have the mental sureness that everything's going to be okay. You know, and if you're religious, you know, you can place it to your religion and back it on there. If not, however, it may be that you live your life, but you know, being assured and knowing, you know, being ready for, being prepared for what may happen is a sense of smoothness, is a sense of security, is a sense of just well-being. And, you know, that's where you want to be at. Like, it's a tough world out there, you know. And it's not going to be easy. As long as you recognize that and you take it as such, then, you know, you're here for the ride. Because the journey is really what it's all about.
If you don't fail in parts of your life, you never succeed at anything. You will not know how to overcome adversities without some type of failure in your life. Don't think like, oh, my life's over. Oh, I'm done. No. Stay vigilant and you'll overcome it. If you allow it to take control of you, you never come out of the darkness. You got to always be vigilant and pursue for the light. So that's pretty much it. That's what we got. We talk about a few cars out here, you know, of the new set coming out. See, like I said, Tuesday. Come out Tuesday, Fate Reforged.
Monday.
You know, Monday. I'm thinking video game.
Hopefully the cast will be edited and up on this Monday, so they hear it. When they hear this cast, the cars will be released.
All day, every day, sucker. All day, every day. So, all right, my brother Marcel, man, this, another good chance to get in here and do a podcast, but you know what I got to do, so we'll go ahead and cut this out.
All right, Tyrone, it's good to talk with you. Check you out, maybe hopefully next week or sometime soon. We're gonna make it happen.
Yeah, you know it. You know, well, like I said, we'll get it done. It may be a while, but guess what? The Smooth Brothers ain't going nowhere. We always gonna be here, baby. For sure.
Peace.
Later.